I think it's time for a little bit of a Catholic hack update. Stick around. Let's talk about it.
Houston, we have a problem.
Habemus Papam.
Podcasting from a parking lot in The Woodlands, Texas, it's the Catholic Hack with Joe McClain.
Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you.
1 Peter 3:15. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope.
Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven.
The Church of the Living God, the pillar and foundation of truth. 1 Timothy 3:15.
Do this in memory of me.
Hi, I'm Father Jay Finelli from the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Shortly I'll be at my 100th episode and would like to invite you to take part in our 100th show giveaway. You'll have a chance to win a brand new iPod Nano and some other great things. So head over to iPadre.net, subscribe to the show and listen in for the details. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. All things Catholic and then some.
Welcome back to the Catholic Hack. I'm Joe McClain. This is a special Catholic Hack news update. There's so much information. There's some feedback that I want to share that I thought I would just put out. Just a special podcast. Nothing too long, nothing too deep, but just to share a couple of points with you. There's some exciting news coming up for December and for January, and I wanted to share some feedback. I don't have a lot of opportunity to bring out the feedback and to read it to you, and I thought this might be a good opportunity to just put out a quick podcast just on that information alone. So, you know, in December, I can't tell you just how blessed we are. We have a lineup of some fantastic interviews that I hope you're going to enjoy and I hope you're going to plug into. You know, I can't tell you how much it warms my heart to see the fruits of this podcast. It has really taken off a lot better than I had ever imagined it would. You know, on October the 18th, I started to pay attention to the number of downloads. And so I started tracking the downloads. And since October the 18th till now, we have over 7,000 downloads of the podcast from the Catholic Hack. Wow, what a blessing. Never thought that that would happen. Also, we've made the iTunes Top 100 Christian Podcast list a couple of times. We've also been consistently featured on the iTunes Christian Podcast Featured list now for the last, month and a half or so. So, wow, what a blessing. That's all because of you. That's all because of your support. That's because you've been, you know, listening to the podcast, you've subscribed, you've downloaded, and you've been leaving me reviews. I've got 16-some reviews of this podcast on the iTunes Store. And it's just phenomenal to read some of these things. I almost have to look twice and go, surely they're not talking about me, are they? I mean, I have to tell you, I don't think any of this, you know, has anything to do with me. You know, I just praise God because my only goal for this whole podcast is to just do something. Just do something, anything, you know, to use the gifts, the little aptitudes that I've been given in some humble little way for the glory of God. So I don't take any credit for it. I thank our Blessed Lady for interceding for me and for us. And so thank you all for your support. Thank you very, very much. Wanted to say congratulations to Yabby. Yabby sent in some review on the little homework assignment that I posted back on the podcast episode number 25 on vain repetition. I had asked about the Todah offering from the Old Testament. And Yabby actually was trying to dig the information out. She was, trying to figure that part out. She asked me, for the spelling, because I don't think I gave you much to go on, did I? So, but yeah, I did respond to her on the comments on the blog, and you can go to the Catholic Hack number 25 Vain Repetition blog entry and look at the comments there, and you can see our exchange. So Yavi was able to uncover an article from Dr. Tim Gray on the subject, which was a very good treaty on the subject. It was very well written, very short and very to the point, easy to read, and I've posted the link on the comments there that you can go and check that out. So congratulations, Yabby. I have sent out your Catholic Hack t-shirt, and it should be on its way. So please do me a favor. Once you get it, I want to see a picture. Take a picture of your husband wearing that and send that in to me. David G. sent in some feedback on the Tariq Saab interview. David said, Catholic men should be empowered by examples like you and Mr. Saab to come from out of the pews and easy chairs to answer the call to promote and uplift the Church of Christ. Wow. Thank you very much, David. That's a big compliment that I'm not worthy of it. So we're just trying to do something, anything, you know, that we can in order to further, you know, the gospel in our society. So we all have to take part in that. We all have gifts given to us at our baptism and at confirmation. And I think, in my opinion, we are obligated to use these gifts for the glory of God. I don't think it's much of a choice. I think that we have to use these gifts. That's what God gave them to us to do. So that's what this podcast is all about. And I'm happy to share it. So we have a lot of some very positive feedback, and please do me a favor. Go onto the iTunes store. Go under search and type in, first select podcast, and in the search field type in Catholic or Catholic Hack, and I should come up. If you type in Catholic, I'll probably be around 17 or 18, somewhere in there on the list. And you can just pull me up and you can leave me a review. Read some of those reviews. It is just a blessing. It's just been phenomenal response. So thank you all very, very much for taking the time. And I do truly appreciate all the support.
Hello, listeners. My name is Mark, and I've got a question for you. Have you ever wondered what it would be like if God called you to a religious vocation and you followed it? I mean, that's crazy, right? All the sacrifices and, well, I don't know if it's got so much to do with insanity as it does with faith and love. Join me each week as I talk to somebody who's followed just such a religious vocation. We'll find out what it's like to live that life. You can find the podcast at www.vocationscast.com or do a search in iTunes for Vocations. It'll pop up in the top five. Thanks and God bless. And in the meantime, I just ask you to listen to that little voice inside of your heart telling you what God wants you to do, because that is your vocation.
Coming up in the month of December, we have some phenomenal guests coming your way. And what a blessing that these people have responded favorably, that they have been willing to come on to a Catholic Hack podcast. I wonder if it scares them a little bit to see the name Hack. I wonder what they're getting, if they think, what am I getting myself into? But you know what? It's been a blessing. The Holy Spirit has really provided abundantly. You know, and I'm, like I said, I'm a kid in a candy store with this stuff. You know, I just, it's like for me, this is like talking to, you know, famous football players or famous, you know, baseball players. I'm just like the fan, the groupie who gets to hang out with some of his heroes. And that's really how I feel about this. So for me, it really is a treat. Coming up next week, we're speaking with Mike Aquilina. Now, Mike Aquilina has written many books, and he has been a guest, or a co-host, rather, with Dr. Scott Hahn on EWTN. Many different series, for example, Lamb's Supper, Letter in Spirit, Swear to God. So he's been on quite a bit. But his books are phenomenal. He wrote one book that I hope to discuss in detail next week with him, called The Mass of the Early Christians. He did a great job researching the historical evidence of the Catholic Church belief that the Eucharist is the true body and blood and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, right there in the Blessed Sacrament, truly present, the parousia. And we have believed that from the earliest days of our Catholic Church, of this beautiful church of ours, this Christian church. So I hope to discuss that with him next week, as well as with Tim Staples. Now, Tim Staples, he's a professional hitman, so to speak. No, just kidding. Tim Staples is a phenomenal apologist. He's a convert to our beautiful Catholic Church, but he is a professional apologist with Catholic Answers, and he's been on Catholic Answers Live many, many times. He's got lots of talks out there that you can get your hands on. Some of them you can get absolutely free. If you go into the EWTN audio library and search under the name Tim Staples, you're going to get some good talks that you can download and listen to. Phenomenal, phenomenal stuff. And you can get his professional stuff off of Catholic Answers website. That's www.catholic.com. Recently, I listened to a debate Tim did with Steve Gregg. Steve is a Protestant. He's on he has a radio program. And Tim and Steve spent a week debating many different topics. It was a great, great debate. So, you know, Tim is just, he's like a walking a dictionary, walking encyclopedia. He just does a phenomenal job with answering some of these challenges that are to our faith. He's very clear-minded, and he has great references that just have to roll off the tongue. You know, he's a great apologist to listen to. So I get to spend some time with Tim next week. That's just going to be great. John Martinoni. I have my Mulligan interview coming up with John Martinoni. I think that's December the 7th, so that's in another week and a half. John, as you know, and I sat down and we spoke for an hour and a half a couple of weeks ago. My conversation was cut off, the phone call was lost, and never to be heard again. I was pretty depressed about that. So John was gracious enough to give me another hour. He shared with me this fantastic story of how just recently, you see, his pastor of the parish that John attends is a convert. He was a Baptist minister, and he's converted to the Catholic Church. He's become a priest, and these Baptists came down to see John and this pastor because they felt that John was riding a very dangerous path because he was trying to convert Baptists to the Catholic Church. Protestants to the Catholic Church. And they wanted to come and warn him, you know, that this was something he should not do. And so this encounter was, it was crazy. It was wild. And John shared that with me, and it was lost. Oh, I was so depressed. So I'm hoping to get him to share that that experience one more time, and then I can share that with you. He did speak of it briefly this last Monday on EWTN Open Line Monday, so you could probably go download that and listen to it. And it's pretty cool, so I definitely encourage you to check that out. John runs the BibleChristianSociety.com with lots of audio resources that you can download in MP3 format, so please check that out. Also coming up this month is Patrick Madrid. Patrick has been gracious enough to allow me to interview him, and he is another one of those guys who are just my hero. He's written many books, of which they're just always really, really good. He's on EWTN Open Line Thursdays, I believe, but he wrote one book called Pope Fiction that I've read a couple of times. That is a great book. You really should pick that up if you have not read it already. It's one of those books that helps to fill in. You know, when we read a lot of apologetic material, we get to the basics. You know, where is Mary in the Bible? Where is purgatory in the Bible? Where is the Blessed Sacrament, confession, etc., etc., etc.? But, you know, we always get questions. I've always gotten questions. Yeah, well, you Catholics, you know, you're wrong because you had a bunch of bad popes and they did bad things. Well, this book helps to explain. It helps to dig into some of these issues with these popes that sometimes weren't so good. They weren't so holy. They weren't always holy men. But what you realize is most popes are pretty good. You know, it's only a very small number of popes that were truly, you know, bad people. Everybody else was either decent or really good. So, and this book really helps to dispel these myths, and he takes on some of the harder cases, and he does a very good job of explaining the circumstances and really helping shed light on the situation. So I really, really recommend that. That's called Pope Fiction. He wrote some other very good books, very easy to read, called Where Is That in the Bible? And Where Is That in Tradition? I really recommend those. We have those on the Catholic Hack bookshelf here, and it's just really, really useful resources. He's also the editor of Envoy Magazine, and he's also started up the institute at Belmont Abbey College, the Envoy Institute, that's helping to train the next generation of Catholic apologists. So why don't you stop by www.patrickmadrid.com and check that out. Really, really great resource material. Also coming up in January, we have Matt Pinto. Now, this is also very fortunate for the Catholic Hack and the listeners, because Matt Pinto is also another really good resource. He's been on, you know, Catholic Answers Live several times. He's the co-founder of CatholicExchange.com, also of Envoy Magazine, and he's the best-selling author. He's written books like Did Adam and Eve Have Belly Buttons? He was the creator of the Friendly Defender Catholic flashcards. Now, we have these for our kids. These are a great tool to help train your kids in defending and having answers for their Catholic faith. Because sooner or later, whether it's, you know, when they're in high school or when they go off to college, someone's going to say to them, well, you know, where in the Bible does it say that Mary was born without sin, that she was immaculately conceived? Where does it say that she, you know, ascended, you know, not ascended, but she was taken into heaven? Where does it say in the Bible that there is purgatory, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? So these cards help to form your children now in these fundamental Catholic teachings. So very, very good tools. We use them for our kids. They've been phenomenal. You know, and Matt Pinto has some really good resource material on his website, Ascension Press, and you can get to that at ascensionpress.com. Highly recommend that. Also coming up in January is Christopher West. Wow, Christopher West. I can't believe I'm going to get to talk to Christopher West. My wife and I have been giving out Christopher West's materials for years now. See, we were very fortunate when we lived in New Hampshire. We belonged to a pre-Cana ministry in the Diocese of Manchester, New Hampshire, in the Deanery of Laconia, where we, two or three times a year, we would give talks on the church's teaching on sexuality to a bunch of engaged couples. And we would bring them copies of this CD, Marriage and the Eucharist, which you can get for free at www.catholicity.com. Now, this was a phenomenal talk. This really helped to open my eyes on the church's teaching of theology of the body, of sexuality. You see, when I grew up, I never could understand why was sex outside of marriage a bad thing. I never could understand that. But it was theology of the body that really helped me to understand that watching, like if I was watching some pretty scandalous TV show or something on television, why that was a bad thing. That it didn't just pervert myself or pervert the person who I was taking advantage of with my eyes, but it perverted God himself. And Christopher West really helped me to understand theology of the body. You see, you get a guy like Pope John Paul the Great, and his mind is so deep. He is so deep, you know, and Christopher West really helps to bring that material down to a level like I can understand, where a hack can get it like me. So, and I'm very excited to be able to talk to Christopher West and tell him how much I have appreciated giving out his materials to many, many, many people. And, you know, everybody I've ever given it to has always just been well blessed. And I'm going to share an example of that today with some feedback that I have received through this podcast. It's just been phenomenal. So, you know, we also have coming up he actually has a doctorate, but Father Philip Chavez. Father has a ministry and that's specific towards men. He works with a King's Men Apostolate up in Pennsylvania, and you've heard that podcast on this show and my interview with when I was on their radio program. And so Father Philip Chavez has a wonderful message that I want to share, and it speaks to the heart of men. You know, manliness and masculinity. Let's stand up and be real men of God. And what does that mean? So I'm very excited to be able to speak with Father Chavez and let him share that message with us. It's a message that if nothing else, it'll do me good. So that's all coming up. That's coming up in the near future. I also have, I'm trying to be very ambitious. I'm trying to go out and get the ones that you think would never agree to being on this podcast. And I ask you, please pray about it. Because, I'm trying to get Dr. Scott Hahn. I'm trying to get Michael Barber. I'm trying to get Dinesh D'Souza. I'm trying to get some, Dr. Marcelino D'Ambrosio. I'm trying to get some of these guys that probably wouldn't, normally take the time to be on a podcast like this. But I feel that their messages are ones that need to be shared. And they're right in line with what I hope to accomplish in this podcast. And honestly, it's like I said. They're like my heroes in a lot of respects. So for me, it's just a treat. So I'm going to go after the big ones. I've also sent an email to Jim Caviezel's agent. Now, I was very fortunate back in 2005 when I went to the very first Boston Men's Catholic Conference to sit in the front row. And Jim Caviezel was the last keynote speaker that day. And wow, that man... We left that room on fire. 2,000 plus guys. We would have stormed the hill that day if we were on the battlefield. It was so phenomenal. So I've been I sent a message out to his agent asking if they would be willing to be on the podcast. So pray about it. All things are possible through Christ. And we should ask, Let them say no, but we should ask. And I'm praying about that. I hope to be able to bring that to you. Eduardo Verastegui, Leo Severino. These are guys from the Bella movie that I hope to also get an opportunity to interview. I took my wife to go see Bella a few weeks ago. What a phenomenal movie. Have you seen that movie? It was a great, pro-life message, pro-adoption message. And my wife and I have adopted our oldest son is adopted, and so that was a fantastic message, and I hope to get those guys on the podcast. I'm praying about that, and I want to ask you, can you pray for me? Can you help me pray about that and get those guys on this podcast? I would sincerely appreciate that.
Have you heard of the groundbreaking website for Catholics called cmgbooking.com?
Make sure you visit cmgbooking.com to book a great Catholic speaker for your next event. CMGBooking.com is a one-of-a-kind company that represents strictly Catholic speakers and connects them with conferences all over the world. CMGBooking.com is your number one source for Catholic speakers.
All right, well, I want to share with you now some feedback from a listener. This listener, I'll read the first email he sent me. This was back in November 12th. His name is Wayne. And Wayne said, "Joe, I heard your podcast for the first time, and it was just what the doctor ordered. It was your interview on the King's Men. I was born to a Catholic family, and my mother is very religious. I have found myself swaying back and forth through the years, but most of the time I have practiced my Catholicism in quite a lukewarm fashion. Where I have always struggled was on the chastity end of the Church's teachings. As you have indicated that you have struggled with that issue in your life, and you were willing to talk about it, I started to feel as if it was something that I could beat, and I could live my life more as God wishes. I wanted to thank you and let you know that I am a subscriber to the podcast now. I will be listening. I am redirecting my life to living my faith. If you know of any good conferences for Catholic men in New Jersey, let me know. I believe there is strength in numbers, and I may need the help of my brothers as I struggle with my weaknesses. Thank you, and God bless John Paul and the rest of your family. Wayne." Now, I responded to Wayne by giving him a lot of good resources. The Kingsman Apostolate. That's a really good one, and it's close to where he lives. So I also recommended the Boston Men's Catholic Conference. I also recommended iPadre. iPadre is very close to where he is now, so I thought maybe they could hook up that way. I also recommended Marriage in the Eucharist, Theology of the Body by Christopher West. Now, this is a fantastic resource material. If you haven't heard this talk, I guarantee you it's going to change your life. Absolutely. I'll tell you what I'll do. You get the talk. If it doesn't change the way you think about sexuality, I'll pay for the CD. It's a win-win because, honestly, the CD is free, so I've got nothing to lose. But you have everything to gain, and you can go to www.catholicity.com and pick up the CD. Now, Wayne responded. He said, I ordered the CD Marriage in the Eucharist. Thank you so much. The teachings and theology of the body have allowed me to view sexuality far differently than I have in the past. I regret that I have not had this information until now. Understanding sexuality as a manifestation of Christ with His church and the completion of the sacrament of marriage has made my relationship with my wife even more fulfilling. I am still struggling with temptation every day. However, your advice of praying to Our Lady for strength helps. I know I need to share the teachings of Pope John Paul II with my wife. I know it will be as foreign to her as it is for me. She has been a lapsed Catholic as much as I have, and it will be a strange conversation explaining my renewed faith. She has noticed that I have been more diligent about my Catholicism lately. When I talk to her about not using birth control, I know she is going to think I have lost my mind. We have 3 kids and a small house, and struggle to make the bills. I find it strange that theology of the body was not taught to us in pre-Cana when we were married over 8 years ago. Understanding the Church's teaching on these matters would go far in helping couples live their Catholic faith more completely. I listened to your podcast on 1120. Your podcast has been a blessing in my life. Thank you, and please continue to pray for me. I am praying for the blessings for you and for your family. Warm regards, Wayne. Wow, listen to that. This man has discovered the hidden treasure in the field, and he's now gone and sold all his possessions and bought the field. That's what Jesus was referring to in the parable. You know, that's what the kingdom of heaven is like. It's that jewel, that gem, that once you encounter it, you're just like, wow. You know, that's the response. That's what doing this podcast is all about. That's why we do it. Because one person responds in that way, it makes it absolutely worth it. My wife and I responded to Wayne and gave him some advice on how to broach the subject with his wife. We've also recommended to him yet another really, really great resource from One More Soul, and that's Contraception Why Not. Now, again, another one of these talks that if you haven't heard it, it's going to change your way you think about things. You know, I really recommend you pick this up. Contraception, Why Not? From onemoresoul.com. So, and then Wayne, you know, not too long ago, sent me yet another email where he shared some really, really great news with us. He said, Joe, the Lord works in mysterious ways. I will not have to talk to my wife about NFP for a while. She has been on birth control since our daughter was born in May. This morning, we found out she is pregnant again. The Lord has blessed us with 3 wonderful kids. Our last 2 were conceived while my wife was on birth control. Now we have a 4th on the way that was conceived while on birth control. Is He sending us a message? The BC she is on is supposed to be 99% effective. She has been on 3 different types of birth control and none work for us. What are the odds of getting pregnant 3 times while on 3 different birth control types, all which are 98 to 99% effective? God has a plan for us. Clearly, the power of modern medicine is nothing compared to God's grace. I'm worried about negative effects of my wife having this birth control in her system while pregnant. We have a call scheduled with a doctor later today. I'm in awe of the power of God's grace in our lives. Wayne. Wow, you know, he's really starting to come around. He's really starting to understand the gravity of the situation that birth control can bring on the not only the relationship, because birth control really prevents a natural union. It's a block between you and your wife. And when you swore, you went to the altar and you swore a covenant oath. And that covenant oath exists between 3 parties. You, your wife, and God Almighty. And you swore that nothing would come between you. and that you would give your entire self. You see, a covenant is an exchange of persons, not of goods or services. It's an exchange of persons. I give you me, and I take you. And God is the witness. And if I don't fulfill my end of the bargain, may God curse me. But if I do, may God bless me. So that's really what the seriousness of what we do it when we get married. That's the covenant, you know, bond that we make. We swear an oath, a sacramentum in Latin. And that's why it is a true sacrament. And when you put birth control in the mix, you're saying a couple of different things. You're saying, one, you cannot have all of me anymore. You can only have a part of me, and I get to control what part you get. You no longer get to have all of me. There is now a block between you and your spouse, and you, your spouse, and God. There is no longer that freedom for the covenant oath to be fulfilled. And two, you're saying to God, God, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for putting those nails in your hands, for taking the whip on your back, the crown in your head. Thank you for shedding your blood. Thank you for dying for me. But don't you dare tell me what to do with my body. How dare you tell me when and when not to have children? That's what birth control does. It's like we're shaking our little fist to God and saying, you know, you don't get to tell me what to do with my little body. You're not in control of me anymore. Instead of using the natural cycle of the female body that God created. You see, God created the natural cycle, you know, to not always be fertile. It doesn't always have to, you know, bring forth life. So we have that one flesh union with our spouse and in the marital act, which is great. It's pleasurable. It's fantastic. But it's also, you know, it's also there to create life, to fulfill that very first commandment given to us by God and to Adam and Eve, to go forth, to multiply, and to fill the face of the earth. But birth control, you know, and oftentimes it's an abortifacient. You need to pick up that talk from onemoresoul.com called Contraception, Why Not? It'll explain it far better than I can. But you can see Wayne here. You know, he's really starting to see, you know, that not only is there a real moral issue in birth control, but also there's real medical problems in birth control. My wife and I have had 3 miscarriages when we came off of birth control. Oh yeah, we were living on birth control too. We were shaking our fists in God's face too. We were saying, you don't dare tell us what to do with our bodies. We'll have kids when we feel like it. We had 3 miscarriages. I have 3 children that I won't get to see until the day of my judgment. It's pretty serious stuff. There are some very serious side effects to birth control. It's abortifacient. Not to mention, there's links to cancer, heart disease, depression. You know, these poor women, you know, these poor women who are on birth control are having to deal with a whole lot of issues as a result. That's something to pray about anyway, right? Well, I was very pleased to share this letter, this response from Wayne. It was very, it really warmed my heart. It was a real blessing to hear from Wayne in that regard. So, fantastic, huh? All right, well, that was a very short podcast, only 43 minutes or so. That's short, right? Anyway, we have a lot of material coming your way. I still am looking forward to doing this series on salvationhistory.com. I'm still looking forward to getting the Rosary Army series going. A lot of great material, a lot of great interviews. I hope you're enjoying this, and I want to hear from you. Please, get a hold of me. Send me your feedback. Let me know you're out there. You can reach me at www.catholichack.com, and you can see me on the iTunes. You can catch me on Facebook. You can catch me on Twitter. A lot of ways for you to get a hold of me. Have you picked up a Catholic Hack t-shirt today? You know, that would really help me out if you picked that up. That would really support this podcast. It's a great quality t-shirt at a very affordable price. You know, you're supporting podcasting. You're supporting this podcast in particular. People see that shirt and they're going, what is that? That looks cool. That's interesting. And that gives you an opportunity to talk about your Catholic faith. That really helps out. So please do so today. Go to www.catholichack.com and click on the link for the Catholic Hack t-shirts. I truly appreciate that. Well, until next time, I pray that God richly blesses you. God bless.
The Catholic Hack, the best in parking lot podcasting.